I got a dream of winning a Super Bowl. I got a dream of being in a Pro Bowl. I'm really not into dreams anymore, okay? I'm into nightmares.
Narrators!
Caught! Touchdown!
You're listening to the Autumn Windbags, an audio attack from the Silver and Black. Here are your windbags, RJ Clifford, Juan Soto, Rory Parsons.
Yeah, it's another episode of the Autumn Windbags. RJ Clifford, Juan Soto, Rory Parsons. Let's have some fun today. Raiders are up 20-0 at the half. Somehow the Arizona Cardinals find a way to claw and crawl their way into overtime. And Hunter Renfro goes back-to-back receptions with back-to-back fumbles. And the Cardinals return the last one for six. Raiders fall to the Cardinals 29-23. 0-2 in a season with so many hopes, so many dreams. And here we are on a two-game deficit out of the gate. In a game that was poised to be a blowout. Raiders up 20-0. At half. Are you guys ready to vomit on camera? Like, what's your response?
It's the entire team, man. It was the whole thing. You know, it's just like last week was like a, this happened because of this, because of that happened, then this happened. Well, we couldn't move the ball, so we put our defense out there for basically the entire half, and they got tired.
First half, we moved the ball at will. First half, we were just like bending over and smacking the Cardinals defense. First half. Second half, nada. No points.
Yeah. I can't believe what I just watched, to be honest. I don't think I can recall a second half performance as bad as that ever. I mean, I'm trying to think back to a time that we just went through what we just went through, and I can't remember one. But I've never seen such dominance in the first half, exactly like what we thought was going to happen, right? It was more methodical. We were running the ball just like the Chiefs did. We were playing the screen game just like we were screaming we should have in week one. Everything that made sense was happening. The Cardinals looked exactly how we'd expected. Like, they're a team that lacked talent, which is, it's fucking wild that we even got into this position. But we came out in the second half and had absolutely nothing. It's almost like they had fucking martinis at halftime. Great job, guys. We've won this one. Let's start looking ahead. Because they didn't come out after halftime. And you think about how much money we spend on this offense, and Derek Carr and Josh McDaniels, the offensive genius, and all this shit. What the fuck was that? What was that?
It was two different games. First half and second half, right? First half, we're like, oh, we're moving the ball nonstop. It was about four possessions, four scores, right? Like, we couldn't not move the ball in the first half, right? That screen game you were talking about, that we were like, we were screaming about the screen draw, like, hey, our O-line is trash. Let's try to protect our quarterback a little bit, right? Like, we were screaming about that last game. And there it appeared. And it was great. Great screen game. Three-step, five-step drop game. Awesome. First half, amazing. And it just fell apart in the second half. Literally opposite of last week, right? Like, last week, our defense was getting beat up. You know, Chargers are a talented team. Like, it's going to happen. And we made massive adjustments in the second half, and our defense, like, came alive. It was literally the opposite this time. First half, we're up 20-0. Second half, 22-0. Cardinals, we were inverted.
I'm at a loss, guys. I don't know what to say. I think that we just have to maybe swallow that pill that we're just not as good as we thought we were.
I don't know. This is what kills me, man. Everything we saw in that first half is how this should go. Like, this team is too talented. It's got too many weapons. It's got too many ways to beat you. We just completely laid a fucking burger. But, I mean, Devontae Adams, two receptions for 12 yards. on 7 targets. Explain that. Like, I want to know how Derek Carr and Josh McDaniels and Mike Lombardi can explain that. You know, what happened in the second half? Talk to me about the halftime team talk. Like, what was said exactly? Because whatever the fuck it was, do the exact opposite next time. Like, I'm with you guys. I'm completely at a loss right now. I don't know what I just watched. That should have been a tune-up game. That's a terrible loss to a terrible team. The home opener. There were so many bad performances as well. I mean, you know, my prediction midweek was Chandler Jones is going to have two sacks. I was watching him very closely all game. That dude has nothing. He has nothing left. He does not get off the snap at all. He's got no pass rush moves. He's
3 total tackles, 2 solo.
Nothing.
1 quarterback hit. That was Chandler Jones' stat line.
It was almost comical. It was almost like he'd been told not to rush the passer from the defensive end spot. That's what it looked like. It was like maybe he'd been told to be the contain guy, to be the spy guy, and he was terrible at that. How many times did Kyler Murray break out of the pocket and be able to scramble without any sort of spy or anyone even close? Like, I don't know what we just saw.
So statistically, Derek Carr, decent game, 25 39, 251 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, no fumbles for a loss. Big game in that element where he went from a 5 turnover game to a 0 turnover game. That was obviously the biggest element last week. A nice element this time. The run to pass ratio, 39 pass attempts, 21 rushing attempts. Josh Jacobs had some good elements on offense, 19 carries, 69 yards, only 3.6 yards per carry, but he had some good runs. Standard operating procedure, Josh Jacobs game where, you know, he get hit the 2-yard line, turns into a 4-yard gain type of thing. So offensively, there was a lot to like. And in the first half, the Raiders were doing whatever they wanted, just bending over and smacking the Cardinals defense. Mac Hollins was doing whatever he wanted in the first half. And I don't know if it was a turn to a more conservative game approach by McDaniels in the second half. I don't know if the Cardinals did a good job of adjusting in the second half, but everything fell apart after that amazing first half.
You know, part of the halftime adjustments are predicting what the defense is going to adjust and how they're going to adjust to what you've been doing. It just seemed like the offense said, all right, let's just keep doing what we've been doing. And the defense of the Cardinals kind of figured out how to slow us down. We had some bad executions. We had a couple of drops. We had a couple of bad throws. The line couldn't protect. It just, everything that was the first half last week happened in the second half. Couldn't protect, couldn't block, poor throws, drop balls. And it didn't seem like we adjusted at all. We didn't adjust at all in the second half. And I mean, there's really not much to say. I mean, I want
to
give more.
There's a ton to say. Because our heroes shit the bed. And that's the issue. Like, when you have a team that's a boom or bust, right? Like, we kind of semi gave up on our O-line. We're like, all right, our O-line is going to be our detriment. We'll make peace with that. We'll scheme around it, right? Our receivers are going to be amazing. Our tight ends are going to be amazing. Our running back room is going to be amazing. We're going to decide what's great, what isn't, right? And then Hunter Renfro goes back-to-back receptions, back-to-back fumbles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your heroes let you down.
Yeah.
How do you explain that? Like, what does that mean? What picture does that paint?
I think it's the knee-jerk reaction whenever shit like this happens, a loss like this, is you talk about culture, right? You always divert back to culture because something happened at halftime between a team that was completely dominant in all 3 phases going into the half, and then comes out flat and, you know, a completely different team afterwards. You look at culture, and then you look at who the veteran leaders are. Derek Carr retained. Max Crosby retained. then who are we looking at? I mean, it's the same, you know, we talk about the core, right? So Hunter Renfro, retained. On the defense, Jonathan Hankins. You know, we brought in Daron Harmon because he was this incredible leader for the Patriots, and McZiegler knew exactly what they were getting with him. Like, I don't think, you know, when Carr gives these rousing post-game press conferences and he talks about, you know, all I want to do is win, motherfucker, watch the tape of you in the second half and then tell me that again. You know, like, show me those fucking three plays that we decided to trot out and spend 24 seconds off the clock to go three and out. Like, are we the kind of team that's going to throw 2 yards out on third and six and be happy with that? You know, like, if you can boil it down to specific plays, when we're running plays short of the sticks with low percentage chance of being able to be successful, like, you look at it, is it the play call? Is it where Carr chooses to go with the ball? I mean, this is the first time we really got to see Carr change calls at the line of scrimmage, and not one of those plays ended up going well. So something's clearly not working on the offensive side. And I don't know. I mean, it was a collapse, guys. I don't know what the fuck to say. Usually after a game like this, I either go drink or go work out. I'm not used to being online. This is terrible, man. I mean, we asked, is the season over if we go 0-2, if we lose the Cardinals? That was what we were talking about on Wednesday. I mean, shit, dude, in this division, I don't know how you can come. Of course, the season's not over. It's fucking 2 games into the season. But, like, this is a bad fucking loss. This is a really bad loss at home in the home opener. Like, this is a tough one to come through mentally. 20 points in the first
half, 0 points in the second half.
3 points.
Zero. No, 0 points. Oh, I'm sorry, three.
3 points.
Here's
what keeps echoing in my head. Just like last week, Joey Bosa's words about Carr were echoing in my head. When we say, oh, the Chargers are going to charge her, what are other fans from other teams saying right now? The Raiders are going to raid her? You know, I was talking to my cousin yesterday, and he played football, and he coached. He was a quarterback coach and offensive coordinator in high school. He knows the game. And I was talking to him about the things that we can do better, and we're going to do better than this. We just need to tweak this and that, whatever, whatever. He looked at me and he's like, you know what? Derek Carr just has a little bit too much Derek Carr in him. And I'm not trying to make this about Derek Carr because I think the whole offense failed. But do the Raiders just have a little bit too much Raider in them right now? A little bit too much of the old stink in them right now? Like, I can't place my finger on it.
Because this wasn't a very Raiders loss. Like, this is a very, like, Chargers loss. This is a very, like,
they find ways to lose. It doesn't matter how exactly it happens, but finding ways to lose is things that we have done.
How often are the Raiders up 20-0 at half and fall apart? Like, this
it doesn't matter. See, you're focusing on the wrong thing, RJ. Last year we were 5.5 point favorites against the Bears and we lost. Now we're 5.5 points favorites at home against a Cardinals team that's outmanned.
Foreboding.
We find a way to lose.
Foreboding number.
We just find a way to lose these games. When was the last time that we were a big favorite that we ended up handling business? This is part of the shit that really pisses me off about the whole, like, the asshole boyfriend that brings you flowers every other week. Like, they do just enough to keep you hooked. You know, we're the plucky underdogs that can scratch and claw from being shitty to being just okay. And every presidential election will make the playoffs. You know, it's like there's a jump to that. And part of that is being able to win these games and close these games out. And this offensive, I feel sorry, honestly. The defense was out there for so fucking long, dude, in the second half. They were out there for so goddamn long. Right. And for them to slow them down as much as they did, it was crazy. The offense let the team down this week.
So we had some injuries on our defensive front, and our next string of guys came up huge. Divine Diablo had 15 total tackles. Gian Brown, 12 tackles. Nate Hobbs, 11. Abram, 7. Backup safety Harmon, Hobbs, 11. Abram, 7. Harmon, 5. So, like, we had guys step up when necessary on the defense, but they were just
actually, I think we were really forever.
You know what that tells you? That Arizona ran a lot of plays.
Right.
That's what that tells
you. The tackle numbers is deceiving, man, because it wasn't. So, Divine Diablo, for example, I text you guys this. Like, I think he could be a really, really good player. I've been pretty excited about him because he flashes. When he flashes, he looks like a future All-Pro. But he missed tackles today, and I think we actually really missed Perryman, especially on those little screens that they were getting away with. Like, there was no one really punishing people over the middle at all. Diablo, again, like, the only thing that really flashed in the second half was he missed tackles. And Jayon Brown was a sure tackler, but those 8 tackles and 4 assists were coming, you know, 10 yards downfield off a soft zone, easy completion for 10, 15 yards, which we seem completely conservative and content to give that up all second half. Like, I hate that about this loss more than anything, is that we stopped being aggressive. Like, don't go out being a pussy, like, conservative at home with a 20-point lead. Like, if anything, Carr losing last week and those 3 picks that he threw, he was over-aggressive, but I mean, fuck, at least we fought for it, right?
Like, this it was the reverse of last week. Like, last week, Staley kind of, like, took the foot off the gas and let the Raiders kind of come back in. Like, we didn't win, but, like, he let the door open. Like we were one, like, great drive away from winning, right? Now we inverted it. Now we're just like, oh, let's get super conservative on offense. Let's get super conservative on defense. And let Kyler Murray and this offense just, like, back in this game. Just, like, let them do it. And then Hunter Renfrow fumbles twice, and, like, that's all it takes, right? Like, back-to-back fumbles? Like, that's game-changing.
Game-changing. The type of ways that we've lost these games, it just leads to something that just it doesn't set well with me. 2017 is very fresh in my mind right now. We're just it's the people that you don't expect to have these types of games that, like, wow, we were driving for the winning field goal. We were going to get away with it.
Defense
and
stepped up.
Driving. The defense stepped up. Daron Harmon with a great play. And we were moving the ball down the field. We had a first down. We were getting ready to go. Oh, man, we fumble. Okay, great. Whew, got away with one. Very next play. And it's the guy that you wouldn't think would be the guy fumbling the ball. And maybe some of the magic that we had last year, you know, what I say, it's like, well, you know, we won a lot of games, but, you know, statistically, we probably shouldn't have. Especially the last 4 games. Statistically, the last 4 games of last year weren't great.
We beat more talented teams 4 games in a row.
Yeah. I mean, I sent you this stat, and this just goes to a part of what was going on, but we had a lot of penalties. We had a lot of miscues on the defensive side, but just a stat that encapsulates how miraculous it was for us to win 4 games in a row. The last 6 games before this one, I told you guys earlier this week, Derek Carr had 8 touchdowns, 8 picks, and 7 fumbles. And we still won those 4 games in a row to get into the playoffs. Maybe he's coming back to bite us, man. The football world just has a way of evening shit out sometimes. And when you take your foot off the gas and you don't try to win, and when you try not to lose, and the other team's trying to win, you know, it's that difference between being a, you know, commission-based salesperson and a salaried salesperson. Like, you know, the people who are trying a little bit harder just, you know, have a little bit of that fire in them, and they're not going to quit because they know if they don't succeed, that's it. Well, if the Raiders don't succeed on this drive, well, you know, we still have a lead. And I don't know, man. It's just one of those things where I feel bad for the defense. I understand why, especially late in the game, Graham was calling the defense the way he was, because these guys were done, man. They were done. They weren't getting any pressure on Kyler Murray. When they did, they would get the initial pass rush and nothing else because they were just tired.
Love DC Forever says the D couldn't get their O off the field, period. No wonder they were tired. They gave up 20 points in the second half. Get real. It was two different. It was two opposite defenses, first and second half. Opposite. Like, we had a great turnover in the first half. We had a sack. Like, our first. So in week one, no sacks, no turnovers, 0, right? And the defense had some good moments of getting off the field when we needed them to, but no sexy moments, right? Sacks, turnovers, whatever. First half, you got a sack, you got a turnover. Defense is playing great, shutting out the offense. It was glorious, right? It was glorious. First half, defense was playing amazing. Second half, just fell apart. 16 points they gave up in the fourth quarter. Just in the fourth quarter, 16 points.
Yeah, two touchdowns and two-point conversions.
The overtime was, you know, it was Renfro fumbling. That's not on the defense, but it was night and day.
It was first half, second half, two different things.
I mean, on the bright side, guys.
Is that your mic?
I think it's Rory's. Rory's.
Is that your mic, yeah, Rory? That's fucking this up. I'm hearing
you. Sorry, how's that?
Better.
Okay, continue.
On the bright side, you know, the sun's shining.
Are we going there now? We have our health.
Where else are we going to go, man? We lost two games. We lost two games in two very different ways. We got the shit beat out of us, and we clawed back, and we just didn't have enough to close it out at the, or to finish.
We didn't get the shit beat out of us in either game. We lost by 5 last week and 6 this week. We lost by 5 to one of the best teams in football, but we lost by 6 to a team we should have slobber knocked.
Yep.
Derek Carr, 25 of 39, 252 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, no fumbles. Silver lining after what happened last week. He wasn't a turnover machine this week, which was great. Couldn't get the offense rolling in the second half. On the Arizona side of the ball, they threw the ball 49 times and ran it 28. And it was the running game that really got them rolling. Like Darrell Williams, 7.4 yards per carry. He had a touchdown. When Kyler Murray was scrambling, that's what set them up. It's when they kind of stumbled into what they did well. And that's what got us.
That's where we really miss Perriman. I thought we looked very lightweight right up the gut, to be honest, today with Jayon Brown and Diablo. But I think that when we look at the defense, you look at, obviously, Crosby was having his way with them in the first half. Their second half adjustment was to just try to take him away as much as possible. So they went to doubling him and tripling him.
The hell was that?
There was absolutely nothing. What's up? So there was absolutely nothing coming from the other side, whether that was Chandler Jones, nothing through the interior. And then the blitzes stopped too. It's almost like we got scared. We got conservative. But he had 49 attempts, Kyler Murray did. And this is without DeAndre Hopkins, with Marquise Brown, who we know what he is. AJ, we know exactly what he brings to the table these days. I thought Rock Ya-Sin did a good job on AJ. So that pretty much took him out of the picture. Like, there's no way we should have lost this fucking game. There's no way we should have lost this game. It's such a collapse.
So, things aren't going to get any easier for us. So
you think?
This is the easiest game on the schedule. This is one of the easiest. And we play the Jags and all that stuff.
We're not going to be a 5.5-point favorite to anybody ever this season. Maybe Houston.
Houston's game, dude.
That's why I said a giant maybe.
You know, I'm just not so sure of what the next step is.
This is a tough one. This is a tough one to come back from.
It's hard because, you know, what do? You walk in on Tuesday and you look at each other and you're like, come on, guys, we got to. This and that, blah, 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 and all this other bullshit that they tell each other, and it's like, yeah, I've heard it before. Mm-hmm. What do you do? What do you say? And I'm at a loss, man. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
The turning point of this game wasn't necessarily halftime. Just looking at this, the box score back and like the play-by-play, third quarter, they come out, defense does its job, and they have to punt. So... Our offense takes over, super conservative.
it didn't make any sense to do this, but it was still, it was okay, right? So Josh Jacobs up the middle for 1 yard. Derek Carr passing complete, short right to Renfro. That was kind of conservative. It was like, why are we throwing short to the sticks? But whatever. And then on third down, he rolled out to his right and then went for the check down to Waller, which had no chance of ever making it, which that was the first sort of, all right, guys, like, come on, pick it up. Don't take your foot off the throttle. Do what the Chiefs did and bury these fucks. And then the next drive, they went on a long touchdown. They had 13 plays, 5 minutes and 30 seconds off the clock. And then we responded to our credit. I completely forgot about this series because it didn't feel like it ever happened. But we went 11 plays starting on our own 25 and ended up kicking a field goal. But then the Cardinals came out and they actually turned the ball over on downs. Like, we needed more opportunities. Our defense did its job and they turned the ball over on downs. And that is right, like, going into the fourth quarter. And this is the turning point for me. Our first drive after the defense does its job is Derek Carr on first down, incomplete short middle to Davante Adams. That's the one that made no sense. It was like they weren't on the same page. Derek Carr pass incomplete, short left to Mac Hollins. And then on third down, incomplete short right to Foster Moreau. We took 24 seconds off the clock to reward our defense for an incredible effort to get them off the field. That is completely inexcusable. Three pass plays, three incompletions, and bad incompletions too. It wasn't like we were taking shots or anything like that. It was simple rhythm passes that Derek Carr could not complete, and we did absolutely no favors. And then, of course, at that point, they just start marching, man, and the defense had nothing for them, which, again, we sort of broke that down, like Crosby on one side, but there's nothing else on the other side. And you know, I got to say as well, man, penalties. We spoke about penalties last
penalties,
week.
Penalties, man, a lot of penalties.
That was huge. What the? And they were terrible penalties.
How we many made a statement last week where there was basically no real penalties on the defense last week.
Mm-hmm.
This week, 11 penalties. And stupid
some of them,
ones.
Yeah, some of them are ticky-tacky. Like, I hated the defensive hold penalty. That was bullshit. I thought the Nate Hobbs one on his pick was bullshit, too. But, you know, we weren't going crazy about him because ultimately we didn't think there was ever any way we were going to lose this game. But the pre-snap penalties, like the illegal formations on Mac Hollins. What? What the fuck is that? Mac Hollins. You know the offense. Like, and there was plenty of these. There was like three or four of those. I don't know, man. I'm at a loss.
And Mac Hollins had the best game of any receiver, right? Like, when you've got an offense of pro bowlers of Davante Adams, Darren Waller, Hunter Renfro. It was Mac Hollins who led the offense. 5 receptions, 66 yards, 13.2 yard average, 8 targets. He was the leading receiver on this offense.
We're going to watch the All-22 again, like be able to actually see what happened and confirm what we think happened. But for the second week in a row, my biggest takeaway is that I'm not impressed with Josh McDaniels.
Mm.
That's 2 in a row. I thought I really disliked the offensive play calling against the Chargers. I thought he got way too cute. There was much easier plays that made a lot more sense in those scenarios that I don't think he helped Carr out at all on a lot of that shit. And then this time around, besides the fact we just completely collapsed in the second half, all the stuff that we did in the first half that was working well, like the screen games, what happened?
I thought Josh McDaniels actually like listened to the Autumn Windbags. Like, we were screaming about screen games and now he did it. And they were good. Like, the screen game was big for the Raiders. It was working.
Mm-hmm. And they were saying that, you know, the Cardinals started getting pressure with a 4-man rush in the second half. Guess what works great against pressure? Screens.
Screens and draws. What the fuck? What we've been talking about.
He gets too cute, it seems. He gets really, like, in his head, like, coming out and targeting Mac Hollins over and over again. It was almost like a cool statement, right, where he's setting it up for later in the game. Like, cool, you want to try to focus on Devontae and Waller and Renfro? Well, we've also got this big-ass 6'4" Mac Hollins who can run a crisp route. Like, we can beat you any way that we want. We're just choosing Mac Hollins right now. And then in the second half, we couldn't complete a simple pass.
And honestly, look, I'm not letting anyone on the offense off the hook. It was poor design and play, poor play calling, poor execution, and penalties. You got to know what you're doing and where to be. And if you're lining up off, you're covering the tight end, or you're lining up wrong, and you're dropping passes, or, you know, it just seems like they're in this middle zone right now where McDaniels doesn't look comfortable calling plays for Carr, like getting a rhythm with Carr. Carr didn't feel comfortable having more control of the offense in the second half. It just didn't look comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
When they had to adjust, I'm sure they ran through the game plan before the game, and they had the first half game plan down pat. They're good. They know what they're going to do. The adjustments that they made, it's just assuming that they made adjustments for the second half. It didn't seem like they were very comfortable with those adjustments because nothing worked. And it was one thing or another. It was either a poor play that wasn't really designed to get what you needed. It was poor execution, either by being a poor pass or a drop, or there were penalties that bogged down the offense. So everyone has an equal blame here. I'm not going to single out one specific person, and I'm not going to let any one person off the hook either. Actually, the one person I might lay off the hook is Foster fucking Moreau. I don't know how the hell he pulled that fucking ball off of two guys. He fucking pulled, and he had some nice catches in the first half too. So Foster Moreau, big ups on you, man. Send me the bill for that freaking hooker you get tonight.
There were some heroes of some like second rate guys. Not second rate's the wrong word.
Juwan Harmon, there's two plays.
Mac played amazing. Foster played amazing. Our O line played pretty good. Like, they played not bad. Like, after a terrible performance last week, like, our O line kind of, and it was different versions of the O line, like, played pretty decent. We had, like, defensive players that stepped up huge that, you know, because Perriman was out, Merrick was out. Like, Amik had a big interception. Like, there was guys that stepped up. Like, we can't make the excuse that, like, we're missing a lot of starters, because the guys that stepped up big. Like, it was just starters, game plan, play calling, execution.
I think Love DC Forever is a female too. I remember she had mentioned something about.
It's got to be one of the Carr family, man. They do a lot of this guerrilla work on
guerrilla warfare.
Love DC Forever. You know, I respect you. You know, I love you coming on. The offense let the defense down. Kyler Murray is a dangerous quarterback, and we were missing a couple of key people that would have helped kind of keep him in check. And we let him get rolling, and our offense let our defense down, and they got too tired.
Can we?
It
sucks to point the finger on this beloved player, but Renfrow fumbled on back to back plays.
Yeah,
back to back receptions.
Very end, yeah,
he fumbled.
100% on him too. Both of them. He
huge.
Was. He was fine.
Everybody except for Foster Moreau on the offense gets it for me.
Like,
because
back to back receptions. Yeah. You fumble like. And that's our sure-handed motherfucker. That's the guy where it's like, all right, let's have him return punts because he'll never muff. He can tackle if he needs to. He'll catch the ball every time. He's got great wiggle. It's like, all right, let's get the ball in the hands of our best player as often as possible. Oh, it's crunch time. Let's get the ball in the hands of our best player as often as possible. And we still should do that, right? Hunter's role in this offense is unchanged, despite back-to-back shit. But it was back-to-back shit. Back-to-back shit. How often do you have an offensive player fumble in back-to-back touches? Like, that's the storyline of how this fell apart.
And a sure-handed guy at that, right?
Like, but the guy that's not supposed to ever do that, and the guy that never does that.
He's also being evaluated for a concussion. I think he was... It was the first.
If I dropped the ball in back-to-back plays, I'd be like, hey, doctor, come over here. Evaluate me. Let all the media know that you're evaluating me for a concussion. I want everyone to see me being evaluated for a concussion. So I got slippery fingers.
I want to counter what Love DC Forever said, and hear me on this. The Raiders spend a ridiculous amount of our cap on the offense. We're in the AFC West. We've extended Carr to ridiculous money. We brought in Devontae Adams by trading away valuable draft capital and spent a ridiculous amount of money on him. We've extended Waller. We've extended Renfro. We're spending much, much, much more of the team's overall cap on this offense because we know we need this offense to carry this team if we've got any chance of making the playoffs. Period. So when the second half comes around and you've been completely dominant in the first half and you've found seven different receivers in one half of football, you've ran the ball with ease, and then you come out conservative, you can't complete a simple like 5-yard out, and we're calling super conservative plays on third down that don't even run past the sticks, and then you allow their team. So, all right, defense, you guys are fucking up. You're leaving Kyler Murray way too much time. You're allowing them to extend drives. All right, cool. They got him off the field on fourth down. Turned the ball over. Backs up against the wall, they came through. What does the offense do? Four plays. Three and out. 24 seconds off the clock. Carr, I'd like to pull the stats for the second half, just the second half, but I'm telling you, it's going to be woeful. Complete trash.
It's ridiculous, man. I'm with you, Rory. I want to see the all 22 so I can have a little bit of emotion out of it. Just watch the play develop. And I've seen a lot of hate on McDaniels, and trust me, he deserves a lot of this of this hate. But sure. ultimately, Renfro hangs onto that ball. We're kicking a field goal.
Game over. We win. Very different show.
Got to hang on to the ball. That's the same thing that we talked about last week. You could talk anything you want about the game plan last week and how it was this and how it was that. We have the ball with 3.5 minutes left, two timeouts, and a 2-point convert and a 2-minute warning, excuse me, and a chance to freaking win the game. And we couldn't do it.
Turnover. This week, same thing.
Turnover. You know, cool, look, sir. I understand what you're saying. I don't understand what you guys are saying on the comments. Trust me, I understand. I feel it too. The thing you have to understand is there's only so much a coach can do. The players have to go out and execute, right? You get that 0-16 Browns team or the 0-16 fucking Lions team that they had. Fucking Vince Lombardi, Bill Belichick, they ain't fucking winning shit with those guys. You got to have players. You got to have the players execute. You have to have them go out there and make the play when the play is there to be made.
We made peace with the formation of this team with certain elements, right? We're not going to spend money on our O-line. We're going to scheme around it. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's the right choice, but that's what they chose to do. Right. Our defensive backfield, we're not going to spend big money. We're going to hope our second-year players and our young guys are going to deliver, right? Maybe it will. Maybe it won't. Okay. We've decided where we're spending our resources. And in that decision-making process, we're like, all right, we're going to fucking score a lot, right?
That's how we're built.
Devontae Adams, Pro Bowler. Hunter Renfro, Pro Bowler. Darren Waller, Pro Bowler. Josh Jacobs, Pro Bowler. Derek Carr, Pro Bowler. Like, we're going to fucking score. Like, we're going to go. And Josh McDaniels is going to be the offensive genius that's going to get us there, right?
Right.
He hasn't been.
Not at all.
He hasn't been. That was supposed to be our landing pad. That was supposed to be the pillow we can fall on. All right, Josh McDaniels, offensive guru, right? Whatever, like, oh, we have holes in our offense. He'll scheme around it. Oh, someone's hurt or they're changing this. Josh McDaniels, he'll scheme around it. Hasn't. Has not. Right? Yep. Instead, we're begging Patrick Graham and this defense of a bunch of second teamers and second year players to bail us out.
Right.
And they've been doing it.
Yeah.
Since the start of the second half of last game to now, they've been doing it. So our asset allocation and our priorities, like, all right, this is what's going to carry us. And we're going to scheme around the things that don't. It's been inverted.
Yep. 23 points against the Cardinals. 23 the Cardinals. Points. Is not going to get it done, period. Especially after putting up 20 in the first half. Like, you've proven you know how to beat this team. Go out and do it. They just that couldn't do it. They couldn't beautiful. Execute.
We were doing whatever we wanted in that first half. And we got out-adjusted. That's not what's supposed to happen with this new regime that's supposed to be the ace in our sleeve. Oh, we got McDaniels, we got Patrick Graham, we got these geniuses, we got these gurus, these offensive and defensive gurus.
Yeah,
and you're not going to be out-schemed.
It's everybody, man. It's not just one person. It's everybody. You know, like we had a second in eight, and fucking Carr throws a pass that barely hit the fingertips of Mac Hollins. That's how high he threw the fucking ball. Yeah, it's the execution. It's the execution. It's the execution as well.
Mac Hollins is so short, right? He's only 6'4". I mean,
well, yeah, with his arm stretched, that's probably over 8 feet. And jumping. And jumping.
And it was second down. It was second and eight.
That would have been another 5 yard. It was very manageable. So now your play calling is different now. It's everything. It's everything. Once we look at the All-22, I'm going to tell you guys, it's everything. The play calling, it wasn't like we were just running the ball up the middle, running up the middle, and, oh, man, we didn't fucking, you know, we didn't get the 10 yards, we got to kick it off. No, he was trying to chunk the ball and get these plays. Arizona did what we did to teams last year, kept everything in front of us. You know, Carr didn't handle that very well because he looked like he was just kind of looking around a lot and not finding the guy and just dumping it off.
We got out-schemed. In the first half, there was someone wide open every play. Wide open. Every play.
Everybody fucked up.
It was good play calling. It was good route running. Like, there were guys running wild in the secondary in the first half. And then Cardinals made adjustments. Raiders didn't. I don't know what it was. But, like,
there's
the first half, it was a frenzy. Like, guys were running wherever they wanted in the first half.
Then there's this point.
And then it just turned around.
Yeah, and they're both right. And they're both right. Pick. Yep. You're not going to be wrong unless you only blame one. You're not going to be wrong. Those penalties. Yeah, penalties sucked. Oh, yeah, well, Carr didn't play well. Well, second half, yeah, he didn't play well. Yeah, he sucked. Well, you know what? The play calling was bad. Well, yeah, that was bad too. So it was just a combination of everything. And when you have a combination of everything, guess what? You get 3 points in the whole half.
Right. I think – you know, you got to put up 30 points a game with an offense like this. Ultimately, with playoff aspirations in the AFC West, you need 30 points a game. We put up 20 in the first half, no problem whatsoever. Did whatever we needed. We'll see these the adjustments in the all 22. That's the only way to really know what Carr was looking at when he had time to throw. Like, we can break it down, but ultimately, we got the Titans in Tennessee next, and that is not a team. I mean, they're not starting particularly well, but that does not look like a fun game for our team, especially if we're missing Denzel Perryman, right?
Yeah.
We'll see how they look against the
running
Bills.
Team without our best run stopper.
Yeah. We'll see how they look against the Bills tomorrow. But, I mean, we're definitely nowhere near the Bills, so I don't know how much of a scouting report that's going to give us.
Well, if we want a silver lining, it's still brand new system, brand new coach, brand new everything. Potentially, hopefully, everyone's getting smarter as the season goes along. We get some momentum, learn the system more. Fingers crossed. That's the hope. That's what we're clinging on to. But for now, Raiders are 0-2. Fell to the Chargers last week. Fell to the lowly Arizona Cardinals, the DeAndre Hopkins-less Arizona Cardinals today, 29-23. We'll be back on for our big pod later in the week. Until then, knock on wood if you're with me.